In a renewed effort to combat the effects of overtourism, Venice is extending its day tripper tax with stricter regulations and increased fees for same-day reservations. This expanded entry tax aims to address the long-standing influx of tourists in the historic city while improving the quality of life for residents and preserving Venice's delicate cultural heritage. While the initiative remains controversial, it's part of a broader plan by city officials to reduce crowding and create a more sustainable visitor experience. To help alleviate the impact of overtourism, Venice's Day Tripper Tax initiative is expanding. Initially launched as part of a pilot program, the fee applies to tourists who visit without staying overnight, a group often criticized for contributing to congestion without directly supporting local businesses or services. From April 18th through July 27th, 2025, day trippers will need to pay an increased fee on peak days, covering Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and public holidays. The tax varies depending on how early a traveler reserves. Last-minute travelers pay 10 euro, which is roughly $10.85 US, while those booking at least 4 days in advance pay 5 euro, or roughly $5.43 US. To avoid the fee, travelers can opt to stay overnight in the city, as overnight guests already pay a separate lodging tax. Meanwhile, exemptions are available for various groups, including residents, workers, and students, as well as those visiting for essential services. For travelers, this extended and higher day tripper tax may signal a need for more advanced planning to minimize costs. The higher fees and limited access days reflect a strong stance by Venice to manage the steady influx of visitors and preserve the city's infrastructure. With fines for violators set to reach up to 300 euro, which is roughly $325.71 US, Venice appears determined to maintain its stricter approach, especially during the busiest times of the year. Yet, for many, the impact of these fees raises questions. Critics argue that the tax does little to curb actual visitor numbers. Data from the trial period revealed an unexpected increase in entries, around 7,000 additional tourists on average compared to previous years. This apparent surge in visitors, despite the entry fee, suggests that the tax may not be fully deterring crowds. Additionally, critics, including opposition officials, assert that the tax has become more of a financial instrument than an effective crowd management tool. Venice's approach to managing overtourism also highlights a larger issue faced by heritage sites worldwide. UNESCO's decision not to list Venice as endangered was in part a result of the city's effort to introduce this entry fee alongside other measures, such as limits on tour group sizes and a ban on cruise ships through the city's core waterways. By balancing the desire for preservation with the city's reliance on tourism, Venice is navigating a delicate path between protecting its heritage and supporting its economy. Nonetheless, some residents and advocacy groups worry that the tax fails to address deeper issues of infrastructure strain and housing affordability. These groups note that the city has lost a significant portion of its population, with the number of tourist accommodations now exceeding resident housing. Without deeper structural changes, they argue, the fee may continue to fall short of its intended impact. Venice's expanded day tripper tax embodies the city's push to find solutions to overtourism, though the effectiveness of this fee remains contested. Travelers planning to visit may want to consider booking ahead to avoid last-minute fees, while those aiming for a more immersive experience might find overnight stays to be more economical in the long run. For Venice, the challenge lies in balancing tourism with sustainable urban life, a balance that, despite ongoing efforts, still seems elusive. As the program continues, it may serve as a model for other tourist-heavy cities grappling with similar issues, but it's clear that the ultimate solution for Venice may require a multifaceted approach. For now, this tax extension offers a glimpse into the future of travel policies in popular destinations, where the price of admission could become a key tool for